At first glance, in this lesson from Deuteronomy, there is the powerful image of the land that God has designated for the people of God. This land that you will inherit and possess and settle in. This is that which God has prepared for you, a place. And the passage goes on to describe that when the people enter this land in thanksgiving, they will say before God that these are my people, and you are my God. And I will give unto God the first fruits of my labor, for I am grateful for all that God has given me. The Lord brought us out with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. And so I return to God my first fruits. Well, immediately with these images, I notice the difference between you and I and these people of God in this story. Primarily because we have generally not known in our lives this precise longing for a homeland. We have not found ourselves living for the arrival at a place that God has prepared for us, well, at least not a geographic place. Our longing to be with God and to know God is not focused on the promised land of Israel, but is more a spiritual longing. But also the story tells us and reminds us, even today, that this God we seek, this God we worship, our God is giving us an inheritance to possess. The story tells us that God reaches out a mighty hand, an outstretched arm, toward the children of God. God reaches your way, God reaches my way, God reaches out to all of the people. And so what is the ground of spiritual being that God has prepared for you and me? What is the ground of spiritual being that God has prepared for each of us? Well, today, on this, the first Sunday of Lent, we have marked the day as the Sunday for the blessing of our hands. And as I ponder God's reaching out to us and my own longing for God, I'm able to see clearly how central my hands might be in my relationship with God and in my sense of belonging to God. My hands can be central to my finding God, to my calling out for God. And so our promised land, our ground of being, is not the promised land, or I would propose not even heaven either, because we don't necessarily understand or expect to know heaven on earth. Rather, our true ground of being is here, in this flesh and blood that we inhabit. These thoughts of ours, our skills, our actions, our emotions, the care that comes from us and also comes to us into our lives, this is where we find and know God's presence, God's bounty for us, God's work in our lives, in the lives of those around us, and in our communities. The Spirit of God inhabits this flesh and really all of life. And so our true homeland is the place where we find God's Spirit. Remember, Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is within you." And so I find myself again considering the truth that our hands and our feet are the hands and feet of God in our world. Our actions can invite God's presence into our own lives as well as into the lives of others. Each year for the past several years, we have invited the congregation to come back to the baptismal font for a blessing upon your hands to remember and remind all of us what a holy and life-giving manifestation of God our hands are. Indeed, the work of our hands manifests God, whatever work our hands are about. So, coincidentally, if there is such a thing, I was spending the day in Charlottesville, Virginia yesterday visiting with Jennifer Durant, who many of you know, and who suffers with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And so I'd written a sermon and I wondered about this invitation for us of considering our hands to be an extension of God's love and God's purpose in our world when in fact she is losing the use of her hands. And so I asked her how she would feel if she were sitting here this morning and heard me say that God is manifest in the work of our hands. And there followed a lovely conversation between us and a something different thought she prompted for me about how the hands, no matter whether they are effective at a task or not, the hands are a metaphor for how we connect with God in our spiritual lives, through prayer and supplication, within our own hearts, in the ways in which our feelings in our hearts are expressed through being with one another, perhaps in handshakes or hugs, in our thoughts, in service, and in creativity. Our hands are a metaphor for reaching out to God. The gospel lesson this morning reminds us that these ways that God is manifest through the work of our hands does not mean that everything is going to work out all right or flow smoothly or happen easily or quickly. The work of our hands, the work of our lives is often long-suffering. And the effectiveness of the works of our hands is fruitful because it comes from our relationship with God. And in today's gospel, Jesus was tempted to forget this. In the desert, he was bidden to turn to a quick fix that missed the actual needs of the people that he would serve, that would miss broken hearts, hungry spirits, and deep soul longings that all of us have, needs which bread could not and would not satisfy. Jesus was tempted to think of or look for the outcomes, the solutions, more than how he might serve each human person that would stand before him in the rest of his life. The reason that his tempter gave for asking for these preemptive miracles was so that people would know Jesus really was God's son, right? He's the Satan saying, okay, prove it to me, prove it to me. But without Jesus' own connectedness to God and then to each person that he would encounter, such preemptive actions, if you will, minor miracles, would have had little meaning, really no meaning. So living within ourselves and meeting one another right where we are, right where the other is, this is the ministry of Jesus. And this is the compassionate use of our hands and our being in the world, whether in reality or figuratively, metaphorically. There's an invitation today to each one of us to connect first with our own ground of being, our spiritual homeland that is within our hearts and our minds. And as we enter this season of Lent, an invitation to seek and serve God, both through the metaphor of our hands and the use of our hands. The connection with ourselves can be the pathway that also connects us to God. Our connection with God will help us to know God's gifts in our lives, God's blessing of skill and provision and mercy that are unique to each one of us. Let us enter the season of Lent open to knowing what we have been given by God and seeking what God has promised that we will inherit. May we inhabit our own ground of being, which is our connection with God. May we find God in personal ways through our thoughts and actions, through our words and care, and through the long-suffering work of our hands and our lives, whatever it is that we do. The Care and Share leadership team will invite you to walk to the font after communion and before the post-communion prayer to receive a blessing upon your hands.